You know, I think God gave us kids so he could teach us how not in control we are. I think I've just about come full circle with trying to control things and people in my life. When I was younger, I had this cockamamie idea that I was actually in control.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Remember those days? I bet you had the same experience. By golly, I could make things happen in my own time. I could change my spouse, I could change my children, my parents, or at least in my mind I could. Boy, oh boy, was I delusional.
I know that's right.
Here's an excerpt from my book, Flip Your Thinking. You may be thinking, but I have a hard time letting go. I can relate. I'm a do-it-yourselfer. Letting go and delegating are two painfully difficult tasks for me. Those of you who are members of that same club, you can understand. We like to think that it's our special club and it's a cool club. Well, here's the deal, Pickle. We just don't like letting go of control. And admittedly, that keeps you and me from reaching the moon in our relationships and in business and our aspirations. Now, controlling might serve us in building stuff in our garage or cleaning out our attic, but it's not serving us in life. So what do you say we just disband that club? Are you with me? I had a bad dream recently. I thought it was real. And when I awakened, oh, I was so relieved. The same holds true with control. You may think you're in control, but you'll eventually find that it was just an illusion. Your picnic's gonna get rained out sooner or later. Life is always reminding you of just how not in control you are. Here's how you gain more manageability and control in your life. Take your faith in God and in people and lift it from a noun to a verb. How? By practicing trust. Practice delegating. But remember, whenever you delegate, you gotta let go. Come on, you can do this. Everyone and everything has been placed in your life by no accident or mistake. They're each a vital part of your classroom, assembled just for you to practice letting go. How about that? They're not here for you to control. They're here for you to learn how to let go of control. How are you doing so far? Here's a great mantra for you seasoned and accomplished controllers out there. Tattoo this on your thinker. You ready? God's got this. How's that feel? How does the notion of stepping out of the way and letting go of your desired outcome feel? A bit uncomfortable, like kind of like a wedgie? Continue doing your part. Put in the work and press forward while letting go of the rest. Release your need for everything having to look the way you insist it should look. And for Pete's sake, loosen your grip on those hows, right? How's it gonna? How am I gonna? And while you're at it, practice applauding and celebrating the actions of others, rather than scowling under your breath, I'd have done it differently. Go ahead and feel that urge inside you to take charge. Recognize it, give it a name. Then practice stepping out of the way and letting people make their own blunders. Life wants to flow on its path, not on yours. I'm telling you this because I love you. I want you to experience the beauty and the marvel of being the vessel, not the clock. Flip those controlling efforts into desires to serve and support and learn and expand yourself. You'll then watch life unfold for you in ways that you cannot even imagine inside that little controller brain of yours. Come on, let go and let's go. Hey, this is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my family to yours.